The Biden administration is proposing that conservationists be allowed to lease public land. Tracy Stone Manning, the head of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, says the administration proposal would make conservation an equal priority. Conservation groups or others would be allowed to buy leases to restore government land just as oil companies buy leases to drill or ranchers lease rangeland for grazing. It's happened before on a limited basis, but there's been no dedicated program for it. The idea is stirring debate over the best use of millions of acres of taxpayer-owned property in the West. Some Republican lawmakers attack the idea as a backdoor way to shut out mining, energy, and agriculture. Cultural interests. Senator John Barrasso, a Wyoming Republican, attacked the proposed rule as making non-use a use. Joel Webster with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says the final rule must ensure against unintended consequences. Tonight, senior agency officials are scheduled to host the first in a series of public meetings. Jennifer King, Washington.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.